Looking to transform your family game nights? At Perfectly Picked Games, we specialize in family games that bring everyone closer. Our games aren't just fun. Kids and teens will learn how to take turns, develop basic strategy skills, and understand the thrill of winning and grace of losing. With our exclusive gift of games, you can give months of gaming excitement to your family. Choose a 3-month or 6-month gift, and we'll deliver hand-picked family games to your doorstep every month. And here's the best part. Right now, you can use the promo code GOLDENMOJO and receive 20% off your selected plan. Don't miss out on this exclusive offer. Use promo code GOLDENMOJO and save 20% today at Perfectly Picked Games.
Hello, all you paranormal freaks. It's the last Saturday of the month, and you know what that means. The veil is at its thinnest. So if you're brave enough, all of you hitchers and drifters, load up for a ride with Golden Jade and Logan as they traverse to the other side.
Welcome back, all you hitchers and drifters, to the United States of Paranormal Podcast, your weekly road trip through all things cryptid, creepy, and paranormal. Hey, I nailed it.
Got it. Yay! Good job.
I don't know if it counts if I point it out still, but this is Just Logan, your co-host and future ghost, and with me today is...
J-Dub!
So that means it is time for another interview, and before we kick it off, I heard you got to see a brand new shirt today.
I do. I love it. It's awesome. I love it. Thank you.
So I think this will be going out before that episode. So we should be getting that shirt out after I get off here tonight. I should be getting a listing up for that. Jeremy will be putting it up on the site. So you want to tell the listeners what the new shirt is?
Yes, it is me, J-Dub. Riding a celestial stag.
It turned out really well.
It did.
It's spooky how I've never seen him draw an actual person. I mean, I saw him draw Golden Jay as a skeleton, but the moment I saw him after he drew your thing, it's crazy. He nailed your smile. It looks just like you.
It does, and my tattoo and everything.
Yeah, and I got him to put you in cowboy Crocs in there. So he had to draw cowboy hilarious. Crocs on there.
That is great. I love it.
And that will be going up on the site. So if anybody wants a t-shirt or a tank top or anything with J-Dub riding the celestial stag, you'll be able to go to unitedstatesofparanormal.com and check out that merch design. There's little throwbacks in there. We got a bucket in there for J-Dub.
Yeah.
It's got an alien on it, though.
Yeah, it does. A spaceship. And then, then the tag inside as an alien.
Yeah, I put that in there.
That's awesome.
So, Miss J-Dub, are you ready to be interviewed?
Sure am.
Alrighty, I threw in some different ones in here for you, just like I did everybody else to mix it up a little bit. But we're going to kick it off with, where did you grow up?
I grew up here in good old Warsaw, Indiana.
Okay, so you grew up in Warsaw.
Yeah.
So that's about, for listeners, that's about 15 minutes away from where Golden Jay and the rocker chick grew up. Where did you go to, what was the school you went to out there?
I went to elementary school at Madison, and then I went to Edgewood Middle School, and then I went to Warsaw Community High School.
Okay, cool. So what was it like growing up in Warsaw?
Well, where we lived was on Center Lake, and Madison was just like a little ways away down the road from the house, so I could walk. And all the kids that went to Madison pretty much lived right around there, so everybody was at our house every night on the weekends. I mean, it's a small town and really didn't have the internet back then, so.
Yeah, that's the best part about small towns, though, is being able to run around and do basically whatever you want. And you were right by Center Lake, and I loved swimming there as a kid.
Yeah. So all I did was hang out with my friends, play volleyball, and ride horses.
Well, it sounds like a good time.
It was.
So Question number two. Was there any place in your childhood home or a place you frequented that scared you?
Not really, but I liked to scare my friends when they would come over and spend the night, because in my old bedroom, it was just like a square. And it's an old house, so it had a big walk-in closet. And then it would like butt up to my parents' walk-in closet. And this one wall next to the closet, I always said that there used to be a door there. And it went up to a spooky attic where we found bones and shoes and weird things. And it was all a lie, but I freaked my friends out. It was fun.
I remember you talking about at one point, was it your grandma's house that you, because you talked about, I believe you talked about it when you talked about where your fear of aliens came from.
Well, it was at my parents' house. Okay. My grandma always watched Unsolved Mysteries and I would watch them with her. Well, there was one where this little girl was in bed and this bright light shows up and these aliens come and get her. Well, that night I went to bed and my ceiling had been leaking in my bedroom, and it hadn't been leaking very long. And my dad was like, oh, it's fixed. You know, we got the roofers out. That night, all the fucking plaster from the ceiling or whatever it is crashed in my room, and I fucking thought aliens were coming to get me. So what? I jumped out of bed, fucking screaming my ass off, shitting my pants into my parents' room. Come to find out it was just all that roof stuff.
That's
ceiling stuff.
That's horrifying though. The timing could not been worse.
Oh, it was awful. Oh my gosh. But then ever since then I aliens.
I do love Unsolved Mysteries though. I've got that on my Spotify playlist. It occasionally pops up while I'm driving, the theme song for it.
I like the new ones on Netflix too. So
I haven't checked those out yet. I need to. We just started watching. It's the name for it is horrible, but it's just called. I think it was called Bad People or something like that. And it's got one of Mark Wahlberg's brothers hosting it, and it's about like murderers and stuff. But the name is awful, and it's just doing that stereotypical thing where it's like they got a big name celebrity, and all they're there for is to stand in a hallway at the beginning of it and be like, give you a brief synopsis, and then they're gone for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, exactly.
So what was your family like growing up?
My dad was, I guess you could say, he was on the city council and did all that kind of stuff. And he worked at DePew, which is a big orthopedic company. He worked there a long time. Real laid back guy. My mom, she was one of those special ed teachers, that not a teacher, but the helper in the classroom. And my mom is like, what in your face type of person. So it was always crazy at our house with, and she's very loud. I mean, my sister is very loud. My brother is very loud. I'm the quietest one.
You're the quiet one?
I am.
That's surprising.
Well, if you met them, you would be like, oh, yeah, she's a quiet one.
Okay, let's see. It's got this far away from me. It's hard to read here. Was the paranormal ever a subject in your household growing up?
No.
That's 3 for 3 on all the Tucson post. Not even a little bit?
Nope. I can't remember one time when my mom or dad ever talked about paranormal stuff.
I feel like it's definitely a more open subject now than it was then. I think a lot of people just didn't talk about it back then because there was a stereotype to it.
Yeah, I agree.
Also feel like y'all's parents' generation were a little bit more serious than the next generation.
Yeah. I would have to agree with that too.
Yeah, because I could, my mom and dad talk about that kind of stuff, but I could never really fathom my grandpa talking about it at all.
Yeah.
He did have a brother though that was or a brother-in-law that was a little bit crazy, and he thought aliens were teaching his deer or teaching his cows how to smoke. Because he'd hand them a cigarette that were lit and they'd start puffing. He's like, how else do you explain this? He was like, something's got to be teaching them. It's like, yeah, that's what aliens are coming down to do, is to teach the cows to smoke cigarettes.
That's hilarious. Yeah, when I moved out of the house that was haunted, my parents didn't believe they believed me, but they didn't believe until they were there working on it and shit started happening. And then they were like, yep, this house is haunted.
Yeah, that's what I think that's what it takes for a lot of people that skeptics and everything. I think something has to happen to them or in the proximity of them to kind of take it serious.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the first time that you had to deal with death and how it impacted you?
My grandma's, they weren't married, but they were together for like 20 some 30 years. When he passed away, I was, you know, younger, and I had been around him a lot, but it was sad that I wouldn't get to see him again, but it really wasn't like crazy emotional for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my grandma on my dad's side passed away, we were really close. And, she said something. Both of my uncles live in Arizona and they were in town. My Aunt Susie from Pennsylvania was in town and everybody's like, hey, we want to make chili. So the hospice nurse was there and she's like, you guys can go get it. It's fine. I think she's going to be all right for a while. We didn't get like 2 miles down the road and they call us and said that she had passed away.
That's insane.
Yeah. It was like she knew that I shouldn't see that or my dad shouldn't see it because he was very close with her too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that one was hard.
Oof. That's another one of those like spooky timing things. It's like you said, it's almost like the person knew that the house was cleared out and she's like, this would be the best for everybody for the transition and everything. Cause it is definitely easier pill to swallow not witnessing it, and witnessing it could go so many different ways because some people go peacefully and some don't. So
mm-hmm.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah. My other grandma passed away, but she was very ready. Her New Year's resolution was to pass away.
I like to hope that's how I'll be when it's time to go.
Yeah.
And ready.
She was ready. She, you know, had lost all of her siblings, her parents, the love of her life. And she was lonely at the nursing home. I mean, we got her to move closer and we would visit her all the time, but she was ready. Very ready.
I think that's one of the, like I said, one of the better ways to go. A lot of people talk about the sleep and everything, but I think just being completely ready to go, it sounds like that would take a lot of the fear out of it, which would
mm-hmm.
is what I want. Cause like, and I think about death, I get a little paranoid because I think about how scary it sounds. Like, when I think of it, I think of panic attacks because that's what I imagine death feels like. And I'm like, I don't want my last minute or two on Earth to be a panic attack. That sounds fucking horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so everyone in elementary school or high school eventually was asked, what did they want to be when they grew up? Do you remember what you wanted to be?
I wanted to, two things. I wanted to be one of those mounted police officers.
You want to be a mountie?
Ride my horse and be a cop. Or like, you know, one of those that rides out in the state parks and patrols or whatever. I didn't really want to be like in New York or anything. Ugh. And then I wanted to be in the Coast Guard. But there's no fucking way I was going to jump in the ocean.
Oh,
sharks
no.
And squid. No,
I'm not about the
no.
ocean.
No, I don't like it.
You say the cop horse thing. All I can think is Mounties up in Canada with the red suits and everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you've been into horses your whole life.
Mm-hmm. Since I was 3.
How many do you own?
I have 5 at home right now.
Oh, wow. It's What's your oldest horse?
Well, right now, I think she's 14.
Wow.
I have 2 that were 14, but I had 1. So my mom put me through tap and ballet, and I hated both of them with a passion. And then she just saw an ad in the newspaper for horseback riding lessons, took me there, and ever since then, I've been stuck. I like it, though. I'm happy to be stuck there. They finally, after me begging for several years in 8th grade, they bought me Finally, which was fitting, you know, finally getting a horse, and her name was Finally. And we were, she was 29 and we were together 27 years before I had to put her down.
That's, now, I don't know much about horses. Is that about an average lifespan for a horse or?
They can live to be, I know some people that have horses that are in their like late 40s.
Wow.
But she had no teeth. Winters were very hard on her. She had to wear a lot of blankets. And that winter, I told her I would never make her go through that again because she was just miserable. And that summer, between her birthday and my birthday, because they were a week apart, we laid her to rest.
That is the double-edged sword of owning any kind of animal. It's that the experience is amazing, but letting them go is always heart-wrenching. And every time I have an animal pass, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Not doing it again. And then next thing you know, you got another one.
Yeah, that's how we have our Shasta. I had Jezebel and Dolce, and I had them together, and Jezebel passed away, and then Dolce passed away, and I was like, I'm done. I am done. Well, then, you know, I was like, maybe I could foster. So I went to the animal shelter, and I was like, give me somebody who has been either returned a lot, who nobody wants, been here the longest. And I'm like, okay, we got this one. She's real sweet, but she has food allergies, skin allergies. She's got this nasty wart on the side of her.
Oh, no.
She has yeast infections. Her paws, her ears, and her twat have yeast problems. And I'm like, she's been returned 4 times. Okay, let me foster her. 2 weeks into it, I called him and said, yeah, I'm just going to keep her.
Good Lord. So you didn't just get another one. You got one that's got like every health issue in the book.
Let me tell you. So we got her wart removed, and then we got her on some really expensive diet because she has all these allergies. She has to take a $100 shot every 3 months.
Oh, goodness.
For her allergies. She has to have skin, like stuff put in her ears because of the yeast. She has to be on medication so her hoo-ha doesn't leak.
Oh, no.
And she has to be tranquilized because she has severe separation anxiety and she will find a piece of paper like this big and will turn it in fucking Betty.
Okay. Yeah. Good Lord.
And now we find out she's deaf, so she's getting very vocal. And yeah.
And what's this one's name?
Shasta.
Shasta.
Like Shasta the soda?
Shasta, yeah. McNasty. Oh, man. That's a trip. Like, honestly, you said yeast, and I didn't associate that with the ears at all. So I know very little about horses. So when, your mom got you into horse riding. How does that work as a kid? Did you guys have enough property to have a horse, or did you have to rent a stable and go visit her?
Yeah. Cause we lived on the lake, Center Lake.
Oh yeah.
Right downtown, like not even a mile from downtown. There was a stable where I originally started taking riding lessons way back in the day. There were people that had a stable there and they were doing boarding and stuff like that. So that's where we kept her for the longest time. And then we moved her to a place over by the high school and kept her there for a while. And then when I moved out to the haunted house, I had enough acreage. I fenced it in for her and I rescued a thoroughbred.
You must have been stoked to finally get her to be at home with you, though.
Yes, it was great. And then after we moved out of there, I had to keep her at a friend's house because Sean's mom got sick. And we sold the house and moved into one of his rental houses to fix it up and sell it to be able to help his mom. Well, then she passed away. And I was like, I can't live in the city anymore. This is killing me. So we found a house out in the country and it already had a barn and stalls and fences and everything. So now we have 5 horses, 2 potbelly pigs, a duck, and a bunch of chickens.
We grew up with a potbelly pig. My parents went to, I believe it was called the Coon Hunters Convention, mm-hmm. out there somewhere, and they came back with a potbelly pig, and her name was Bubbles. And she used the dog door, and she just lived in the house and everything. And unfortunately, when she passed away, my dad thought he was being funny when my sister was eating breakfast and told her the bacon was bubbles.
Oh!
And so my sister stopped eating pork and never started eating pork ever again after that.
Yeah. I didn't eat meat for the longest time. And yeah, I'm back to it. But,
you know. Yeah, I can't not. I love animals, but I can't not eat meat. So,
yeah, I went like 5 years being a vegetarian, and it just got boring.
Was there any particular reason, or you just?
Well, I kept getting like anytime I would eat meat that I would buy from the grocery store or go to a restaurant, I would get sick. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna stop for a while, and I stopped right then. And had 5 years, I stopped eating it. And then I have friends that raise chickens and pigs and cows and do it all naturally and you know, organically or whatever. And I tried that, and I grew some of my own raised some of my own chickens and butchered them. So, and then tried it. So ever since then, I've been able to eat meat usually from people I know, their animals.
Yeah, that's trippy. That must have been like something in the product. There's no telling what they put in stuff nowadays.
Yeah.
I kind of had the same thing, but with I was as bad with Mountain Dew as Jeremy is. But then I started having stomach, you know, you get older, your body changes. I started having stomach issues. So I looked into what could cause that, and it was like caffeine, and I was like, "Oh shit."
Yeah.
And I dropped caffeine, and the first like couple weeks were horrible, like headaches and whatnot, but then mm-hmm. it went away. And then I was like drinking bubbly water, and then I just stopped drinking that. And now I can't drink anything carbonated or caffeinated, which is kind of a bummer, but it's fine. It's better that way.
Yeah. I normally only have a pop when I have to come over here and podcast because, you know, it's late and then I have to go home and do chores. So I have a diet Mountain Dew because regular pop, I can't handle it. It gives me heartburn.
Yeah. That's the only, I eat spicy stuff all the time. The only thing in this world that gives me heartburn is fucking Sprite. I don't know what the fuck it is. And ironically, that's what everybody's like, oh, if your stomach hurts or something, that's Sprite. And I was like, if I have a fucking Sprite, I'll have heartburn on top of my stomach hurting.
Yeah, my mom always said, if you have a stomach ache, drink Coke, like real Coke. And if, I burp and I get heartburn so bad, I can't do it. Nope.
Yeah, I couldn't, even when I was drinking soda, I couldn't drink the dark ones like Pepsi and Coke. It just always upset me.
Yep.
You mentioned chores, and it's like I'm here in Texas, and when we first moved here, we moved to my uncle's house until we got situated. And I don't think a lot of people understand how much work goes into farmland and any kind of like animal upkeep, especially when you get into the bigger animals like your cows and your horses and everything. Because out there, I helped take care of one horse, like four cows, and then they had a couple of babies while we were there, and then chickens and all that. And it's just constant work.
Yeah.
So sure you get done podcasting at night, and then you go out there and you go take care of all that. So that must be trippy.
Yeah. It's in the summertime, it's a lot easier because all I have to do for the horses is shut a gate. Cause they stay outside all the time, but in the winter time they have to come into their stalls cause it just gets nasty where we live, and we're on top of a hill. So it's really windy. So, you know, I got to clean their stalls, fill their waters, fill their hay bags, give them grain. And then I got to do all that shit outside for the chickens. Well, usually they're inside, but yeah, I hate having chickens in my barn cause they shit everywhere.
That's birds in general.
Yeah, they're gross.
But they taste delicious, so.
Yeah, they do.
You take it where you can get it.
Yeah, okay. They do.
So what is something you find yourself thinking about prominently? Like something that's constantly popping back in your head?
Can I get an example?
I'm trying to think what... Jeremy said he is constantly thinking about the podcast. I think Bobby said that it's her kids. It's just something like a reoccurring thing that pops in there. This is the one that stumps people for some reason.
Well, you know, a lot of times it's work because, you know, bullshit there. But so I had to, when I lost Jezebel, I put her down. Mm-hmm. And I always ask myself, was I doing the right thing? Dolce went on her own because she was a sassy bitch. And, you know, she was like, I'm going today. And I put her in her bed and she lay there and she passed on her own. And then finally, you know, finally, whenever you have to put something down, it's like, did I do the right thing?
Yeah.
I know I did the right thing by them, but, you know, because it would have been selfish of me to make them suffer through it, everything else. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. I could see that. Fortunately and unfortunately, I've never had to put a pet down. I have really bad luck with pets. So. Usually if they go abruptly and out of nowhere for me.
Oh.
Okay. So let's say you end up at the pearly gates and St. Peter's there checking you in. And he says, before we get you all settled in, you can ask one question and we will tell you what's up. What would you want to know?
What would I want to know?
It can be anything at all.
Are aliens real? Or was I just scared shitless my entire life?
But what... But what if he's like, yes, and then he starts showing you aliens?
Well, I'll be
that's fair. That's fair.
I'm gonna be scared of nothing.
That's a good question. I can't remember either of the other people's answers for some reason.
Okay.
See, you're right. You're right or wrong with me. I'd ask something like that too. I just want a definitive answer to something like I know I would have never gotten while I was out there. All right, so what would you say your happy place is?
Duh, in the barn.
In the barn? Even though that's where you clean up shit?
Yeah, because just being around everybody out there. Horses. I mean, we have a really mean barn cat, but she's sometimes fun to hang out with.
I got apartment cats, like 5 of them outside.
It's nothing like cleaning a stall and putting new shavings in it, and the cat goes in there and shits. It's like, I just cleaned that. Yeah.
Yeah. I went from right before me and Kayla got together, I had no pets, and I swore them off. I was like, not doing it again. And then when we got together, she had 2 cats. I was like, that's fine. That's it. No more outside of that. And then, like, at Thanksgiving, like 2 or 3 years ago, we had kittens running around outside. And I guess animal control or somebody came and took them because they were all gone. And I open up my door in the middle of the night. I have a bunch of people over, and sitting right in front of my damn door is one of the kittens.
Oh, they missed one?
Yeah, they missed one. Aww. And I was just like, I looked at it and it like walked in the house, and I picked it up and I was like, I was just looking at it, and I went to put him back outside. When I put him back outside, I was about to sit him down. He started to squirm. Like, he didn't want to go back outside. And I was like, fuck, I guess you live here now. And I went and put him in the bathroom until I could go get him checked up to make sure he wouldn't make the other cat sick. And now he's the one that's the youngest one here, and he's a fucking dickhead. I literally have, where my monitors for my TV sit, I have spike strips that go across my whole counter because he killed the TV.
Oh my
God. One morning, he just put his paws up there and flipped it down. So,
oh jeez.
Yeah, that's what I get for being nice.
Well,
yeah. He's happy. I guess that's what matters.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got question number 10. Can I ask you a paranormal personal question?
Of course.
Do you think the severely ill or people close to death are more susceptible to seeing the other side and its inhabitants, like ghosts, demons, and otherworldly things?
Yes, because when Sean's mom was dying, he walked into the room and she goes, what is that? And he's like, what is what? And she goes, who is that? And he goes, it's mom, it's Sean, it's me. She goes, no, there's a big black mass or cloud behind you. She goes, that's your life. That's your life being drained out of you because you work so much and blah, blah, blah. That kind of freaked him out. She would start calling for her brothers that had already passed, or they called their grandpa, well, her dad, Gummy. And she would just start yelling for him and be like, "Where'd you go? Come back here." And then she did say that she saw angels. She's like, "They're coming for me. They're
That's comforting. Mm-hmm. That sounds, like I said, that's another one of those things. I was like, that sounds extremely nice.
Yeah. But she was dying of like head to toe cancer. So she was in pain, but that knowing that she was seeing her old past loved ones, and then she scared the shit out of Sean, so he stopped working so much. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good that it impacted him in a positive way, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to get a little generic here. If you could go back in time and talk to yourself, what's something you would tell you? It can be any time in your life.
I'd tell myself not to date some of the douchebags I dated.
Oh, fucking amen.
Stay away from that, asshole.
No, yeah. But you never know how that affected you, though. That might have put you in the right place. But there are some doozies. I get it. I completely understand.
Yeah. Boy.
I know that there's a lot of ladies out there that wish they didn't meet me back in the day. I can absolutely own up to that. So.
I'm sure my exes don't think that I was the greatest either, but that's okay. We're not together.
Yep.
I have somebody that absolutely adores me now.
Yep. You ended up where you're supposed to be. That's what matters. Yeah. Yeah. How did you meet your co-host, and what did you think when you first met them?
Oh, man. Well, I met Golden Jay at work because I'm his boss. I thought he was a jabberwocky because all he would do was talk and he wouldn't shut the fuck up.
That's fair.
But then when I got to know him, you know, he's a great guy. And then he had me over for the podcast, and then I met the rocker chick, and I just love her. She's so cute. She's adorable. And ever since then, here we are.
He never shushes, and then
yeah,
she shushes all the time.
Yeah, that's like how my brother and sisters are, or my brother and sister are with me, because it's like my brother and sister are Jeremy, and I'm Bobby. That's like how it is.
I'm definitely the Jeremy on my side. I don't shut up either. That's weird. I'm more like him, and he's not blood for me than I am my own blood. Everybody on my side's kind of quietish and standoffish, and I just don't shut up. So,
man, there's always one in the family or two, you know.
Yeah. I can't believe you're the quiet one. That's blowing my mind.
I am.
All right, let's see here. Okay, lightning round time.
Okay, go.
Okay, so as soon as I say it, you go, all right?
Okay.
All right, my favorite band is?
Avenged Sevenfold.
Ooh, nice. My favorite snack is?
Popcorn.
I would like to travel to?
Nowhere.
Sorry. Bartender, I would like a?
Miller Lite.
I'd like to be?
At home.
My favorite cuss word is?
Fuck!
There you go. Okay, so back to Avenged Sevenfold. All right, what's your favorite Avenged Sevenfold song?
Oh, man.
I gotta know. I like Avenged Sevenfold. I feel like I have my favorite song is one that not a lot of people care for.
Oh, shit. It's the one that I put on my Halloween track. It's like Little Piece of Heaven or something like that.
Okay.
It's, I like, crazy.
I like Gunslinger. And,
oh,
I don't,
that's a good one.
I just like when he breaks it down. Because he's got a really nice just singing voice, and I feel like you don't get to hear that a lot.
Yeah, and Dear God was a good one.
Yeah, no, that's a really good one.
Yeah. I think is it Little Piece of Heaven or Little Slice of Heaven? I can't remember. But if you really listen to it, he's telling a story, and it's kind of like, what the fuck am I listening to? It's funny.
That's the best kind of songs, are the ones that tell a story, though.
Yeah.
Miller Lite, really?
Well, it's the first thing that popped in my head. I can't drink, like, fruity crap, because it gives me heartburn. Mm. I like Bloody Marys. I guess
I love Bloody Marys.
I love me a good spicy Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
I should have said that. But Miller Lite popped in my head probably because I want to go home and have one.
That's fair. I just drink these non-carbonated alcoholic teas nowadays. And they bite me in the ass real quick because they're so smooth and they don't taste like anything. The next thing you know, you're on the couch sideways.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I had a Miller Lite.
Sean doesn't drink very much, but Sean started drinking the White Claws because they didn't mess with him and he didn't really like get hung over from it. And then, so I tried them and it's like tasting like you're drinking soap.
Yeah, so, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah. Mm-mm. He doesn't drink them anymore either, but he's working out. He's getting healthy and stuff like that.
I got to talk to Sean someday. He likes Puppet Master, so I'm all about that.
Oh my God, he does. Yeah. He very much does.
I've been watching it since I was a kid. Love it to death.
Yeah. I had never seen it until we got together and we watched all of them. And I enjoy them. He likes Hellraiser a lot too. So
nice. Their Puppet Masters are one of those ones to where like some are good and then some are really, really, really fucking bad.
Yes.
So yeah. You just take it or leave it. It's a good time to sit down and just burn some watch time. So are you superstitious? And if so, what are some of your superstitions?
I'm not.
Nice. Nothing at all.
I have OCD on some things, but not superstitious, no.
Yeah, that's just brain chemicals. That's like gotta me. Do
10 swipes of my armpit on this side and exactly 10 on this side. And I brush my teeth on one side, you know.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. I've got some of those too. What is some advice that you would give someone dealing with negative spirits or a haunt?
Probably try to get help and get someone in there to figure out what is going on. If it's evil, if it's just somebody that's pissed off that they're dead and you're in their house, just like I did, get people to come in, but get a good group.
Yeah.
I would probably still be in that house. Well, probably not because it didn't have enough land, but I loved that house. It was really cute. So I'd say yes, find a reputable paranormal group, get them in your house, and have them help you.
I think that's sound advice. I'm not a big fan of the people that came and checked out your house personally.
No.
I had some personal dealings with them because I did paranormal stuff while I was in Indiana too, and they were just not nice to me.
No.
In the slightest.
No, and then they wanted me to open a chapter of their group in Warsaw, and I tried it, and they were like, well, you got to put all this money into this. I was like, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, take your pyramid scheme and go somewhere else.
Yeah, no thanks. So, yeah, I did meet some interesting folks when I went to one of the groups. What is that? They put on a con or something, and I got to meet some pretty cool people. I still talk to one, you know, Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were your views on the paranormal before you personally had to deal with it?
I don't know how I got into I have always liked scary movies and scary stuff like that, but I never really, and I watched all the ghost shows, ghost hunting shows, and I never really, because nothing ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. I would be places and people would be like, oh, what just touched me? Or, you know, my hair got pulled or whatever. And nothing would ever happen to me until I moved into that house. And to this day, nothing happens to me anymore.
I don't know if I've never really talked about my personal experience with the paranormal. I have had them. But the one thing I have talked about, we talked about it with Felipe when he came on and talked about his when Team Taos was still a thing. And to me, with my personal experiences with paranormal, and he agreed that the feeling of the room when something like that's going on is, the way we described it was like thick, kind of like not like visibly foggy, but like the feeling of being in like a fog.
Mm-hmm.
Was that like the same kind of feeling you had personally, or was your experience a little different?
Yeah, in the basement and in the kids' room, sometimes it would feel really heavy, like almost like, you know, when it's really humid outside and you go from the mm-hmm. air conditioning into the big humidity, it's like a wall.
Yes.
It's yeah, it would be like that. Or it would be absolutely fucking freezing in there and it'd be like,
yeah, like chicken skin city, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's see, that's just like there are moments in time where like I think back and I'm like, am I crazy? And then you talk to somebody else that's had the same experience and you'd be like, well, it's comforting. It sucks that like people go through it, especially if it's a negative experience. Some people have good experience, but for the people that had negative experiences, just to hear somebody like literally unprompted describe exactly the feelings that you had and everything is very comforting. Just kind of giving you that clarity of mind, be like, okay, I'm not 100% a nutbag.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Yeah. Cause I didn't want to even tell Sean that what was going on. Cause I was like, oh man, he's going to think I'm psycho.
Yeah. It's very isolating because you're going to, like you said, you're like, if somebody else came up to me and said this, I would probably think they're a little crazy. So I don't want to sound crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Okay, let's see.
I mean, I blink enough because I have dry eyes. People think I'm crazy anyways.
Let's see. Where am I at here? Okay. If you could speak to one person who is not with us anymore, who would it be?
Oh, man.
And that's anybody.
I mean, no, like, celebrities or people in history have ever really been people that I've really been drawn to. Like, I don't really care about celebrities and people of history. So it'd probably be my grandma.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's picked a celebrity so far.
No.
No. I mean, if I were you, I feel like I would ask to talk to the old man in that house to ask him what the fuck.
Oh, yeah. Hey. yeah.
You probably wouldn't want his answer anyways.
I just think he was upset because he built the house and we were changing it.
That's fair. We watched, regrettably, we watched that Ghost Adventures House Calls last night.
Mm, yeah.
They had it like a season in 2022 and then nothing, and they dropped a new episode yesterday, and I was like, sure, I'll check it out, because Baggins isn't in it, which apparently pisses a lot of people off because he just like video calls in and he lets the other three fuckers run around do their thing.
Oh.
And it was a literal haunted house. Like, you know, the ones you go into to get scared and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. This guy was like, listen, yes, it's a haunted house, but it's a haunted house. because I bought it because I was like, oh, it's cool. Like, person died here. And like some guy in like the '60s got shot there because of a dispute. And he was like, yeah, this, what's ever going on here is angry because it pushed. He was having his mother live in a fully decked out haunted house to like maintain it. Like his old ass mom in this house full of all this horrible shit.
He's probably and, hoping she'd die and haunt it.
Yeah, well, something pushed her down the fucking stairs. Oh. And she also kept seeing things. And he was like, I don't know what to do. And then while they're there, you come to find out that somebody else died in that house, and they died on a mattress that he kept. And then it was a lady that died in it. He put a mannequin of a lady sitting in the bed and then poured blood all over the bed. And oh. I'm like, dude, you're wondering why it's attacking your mom. Like, ghosts get pissed when you change the wallpaper. You took the bed that this lady died on, put a mannequin of a dead lady in it, and then threw blood all over it. It was like, and then you fucking volunteered your mom to stay in there?
Yeah, I was like, you're just, yeah.
Yeah. They
awful.
Yeah, no, it's fucking horrible. Even Zach Baggins was like, what the fuck? Maybe don't keep your mom there.
Yeah.
But they put up that fucking camera, the one that shows like the stick figures of spirits and everything. They had the balls on them to ask this lady with no safety precaution whatsoever, can you come stand exactly where you got pushed down the stairs? And like nobody was standing in front of her to spot check or anything. They're all behind her. And the moment they turned that camera on, a stick figure appeared behind her and kept like doing like a shoving motion. And they're like, okay, God, we'll buy you a hotel room. You leave. And then later in the night, they had Aaron stand there. And as soon as they turned it on, another stick figure appeared behind Aaron. It looked like it was trying to push him from his head down the stairs.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like,
that's creepy.
I was like, yeah, you just, it doesn't matter what ghost he pissed off. They're fucking angsty as shit because they turned that house into a big nasty attraction.
I'd probably be pissed off too.
Yeah. Jeez. It's one thing to, like, you did the episode about haunted renovations and all that mm-hmm. stuff. It's one thing to do that, but it's like, I could only imagine what it does to a spirit to watch the place they die get turned into a freak show type deal. And like, yeah, hey, that's the bed I died on. They threw blood all over it and put a half naked mannequin in there.
Yeah. Cause they probably, you know, if it was like a house, they probably loved their house and tore it apart and put bullshit in it.
Yeah, I imagine the homeowners association isn't very happy either because it's like right on like a main street with other houses, and he painted it red and black. And
oh my god!
And then like right as when they went back to do the interview and ask him how it's going, they're like, "Why isn't your mom here?" And I'm like, "Oh, well, she's in the hospital. She wasn't feeling so good, and it turns out like one of her arteries was almost completely sealed, so she's in like the critical care unit." And I'm just like, oh, that poor woman. Just move her the fuck out, please.
Yeah, no kidding. Why doesn't that dude move in?
Yeah, no shit. Like, they asked him a bunch of questions. They're like, why, like, no haunted houses you ever hear of need a live-in caretaker to take care of it. Yeah, it's a business. Close it down at the end of the night. Open it back up the next day early. Go do your cleaning or whatever you need to do. Yeah. Like, because if she lives there, she lives there. So when it's haunting season, is she just sitting upstairs in her room while people are screaming all fucking night? That's fucking awful.
Maybe she's dead. Like, maybe she can't hear very well.
Oh, I hope.
She's not going
to
hear anything.
I just couldn't imagine staying in one of those places. You get up in the middle of the night to go take a leak and you walk past like three severed bodies and all that goofy shit that's laying around everywhere. I ain't about it.
Slip on some blood or something.
Yeah, no. Can you remember the first time you got drunk?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. There is a bar here close to around Warsaw that I wasn't 21 yet, but this lady that I was hanging out with, she was like an older lady. Not old lady, but she was like my age now, like I am now.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't 21 yet. And we would go to this bar and they would never card me because I was with her. And, you know, and then once I turned 21 and we went in there and I handed her my ID and she goes, "You weren't 21 this whole time." I was like, "Nope.
Oh,
we can't do anything about it now."
Good Lord.
I think one time we were there and I got, it was, whew. Crazy.
You're the first one to be like a public place. The rest of them were like in an Amish person's backyard and at my buddy's house.
No, I was just in a bar.
Sounds like you're a lot bolder.
Oh yeah. I tried to get Rocker Chick and Jay Golden Jay. Just gonna say J Dub. To go, like, see a psychic, see what they say, go to a haunted house and do the jump scare things, and go to, like, do an investigation, and they're both like, no.
Oh, no, man, you gotta get them out.
I'm trying.
I will give them, if they come down here and do some of that shit with my parents for their vacation, I'm gonna give them so much shit.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of places for you guys to go around there. I think going to a psychic would be fun. Like you said, you guys got one that's been around there for forever.
Yeah.
Hopefully she's still alive and not her signs are not just sitting out and everything. I remember seeing that back in the day.
Yeah, I think it's still there. And then there's one right downtown. I don't know. I've never heard anybody talk about her or not. So I don't know. But yeah.
I keep telling them that personal experience, I think the place is bunk, but they talk about it enough. They always mention Little Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, at the very least, take the drive to Little Egypt and go look around. And like I said, you guys, I mean, Peter is not Peter, your buddy, the one you guys did, the
Brad.
Yeah, Brad. He's close to being, he's local-ish, isn't he?
He's down in Indy about 2 hours away.
Okay, that's not too bad. I mean, like, you guys could team up with him and go do something for sure.
Yeah.
But if you guys go to Waverly, I will find a way to get up there and go to Waverly.
Yeah, I want to go there.
I would just go. Even I'm a huge fan of the paranormal and the cult, but I would just go just to see what Jeremy's demeanor is like the whole time he's in Waverly. That's what I want to see.
He'd need to bring lots of diapies.
It's going to be the one time in his life where he's fucking quiet.
Yeah.
I feel like he's just going to clam up and he's just going to be looking around everywhere.
He's going to be like this behind Rocker Chick.
Yeah. I feel like she would definitely be into it. But well, like I said, we'll see what they do come this August, because my mom goes to that stuff all the time. And so they'll probably drag. They'll probably spend too much time going to bars and stuff. So.
Meh.
Maybe they'll go to a haunted one. Who knows?
Hopefully she'll get them to do some.
Well, they gotta. That'd be a bummer, though, because then you'd miss out.
Eh.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Content. They gotta make content. He's got a Patreon now. He's gotta make videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck, so there you go. That's your leverage. What is something you can't live without?
Oh. Garlic bread.
Oh, that's a good one.
Cheese. Garlic bread and cheese. Cheese is life.
That's fair. That is absolutely fair. There's nothing. What is it? I was at the grocery store. It's HEB here, which is, I think it stands for like, here's everything's better. I got some garlic bread and the lady went to put it in the bag. She was a young girl. And somehow she managed to like toothpaste my garlic bread. She squeezed the bottom to where it popped out the front.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I'll send the lady to go get another one. So I'm sitting there and she was like, oh, it smells so good. And she was like, now I'm so hungry and my lunch break isn't for another 3 hours. And like,
that's funny. And
her whole aisle smelled like garlic bread. So good.
That is hilarious. I love me a good garlic bread.
Oh yeah,
that's good. Period.
Yeah, no, I think even the shitty garlic bread I had in elementary school in Atwood, where it was literally just like a soggy ass piece of toast, which honestly was probably just butter and garlic powder.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take it. It was good.
Oh yeah.
What is something you cannot stand?
I cannot stand when people chew with their mouth open.
Ooh, I'm right there with you.
I can't stand mean people either.
That's also fair. And then there's mean people that chew with their mouths open.
Oh, God.
The worst.
Yes, I punch them in their dick.
Yeah. He listens, so he will eventually hear this. And I apologize, Sid. But he's my coworker, and he chews with his mouth open, and he does it very loud at work. He also chews gum very loud, and I love him to death. He's like the big brother I never asked for, but it makes me want to put my head in the oven.
Yeah, my stepson, he's going to be 15, and he has no manners, and he just shoves a huge, big old mouthful of food, and then he chews his mouthful all the way open, talks with his mouthful.
Oh no.
And then it's just like, I call him out on it every time. I'm like, stop doing that. Chew with your mouth shut. And then my mom, she chews gum. And when she gets nervous, she chews really, really fast and she pops it. She can pop like 800 in like 30 seconds.
Oh God. So Sid pops his gum too, and he pops it so goddamn loud that it's startling.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Oh man. Yet again with I love you, Sid, but holy shit.
Yeah. I love you, stepson, and my mom. But good God.
Well, that's awful.
Oy.
What would be your I told you all in advance for this one. What would be your last meal if you could pick it?
Ooh.
Did you not your homework?
It would be. Yes, I did. Just got to remember it. Okay, so I would have, there was this like Cajun chicken pasta that Ruby Tuesdays used to have. They called it the Sonora chicken pasta, and it was phenomenal. I would have that. I'd have garlic bread. I'd have a whole cheese platter, popcorn, Werther's.
What the fuck is a Werther?
You've never had Werther's?
What is it?
They're like little hard candies that my dad always eats. And every time I go over there, he's like, here. and they're like, I don't know, butterscotch, maybe? They're really good. You got to try it. I would have Bloody Mary. And then I'd probably have a really good meatloaf. Ooh. And some really good fried chicken. And I'd have to have some summer sausage.
You're just eating summer sausage by itself? Or do you like want some crackers with that or something?
With cheese and crackers, yeah.
There you go.
But,
you got to be specific because they will fuck you on death row if you're not specific.
And I would want those really big corn dogs and the jalapeno poppers. The big mozzarella sticks. The big pretzels that are really squishy and warm that the Amish make.
The Amish baking does not fuck around.
Oh, no. Probably Star Crunch.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nutter Butter.
Star Crunch since high school. So Nutter Butter's good, too. I like to tear apart Nutter Butters.
Me, too. And probably the Butterfinger before they changed the recipe.
Ooh, I'm with you. I like Butterfinger BBs when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I fucking miss those.
Yeah. Well, they changed the recipe and,
yeah, and they
bullshit
fucked it all
now.
Up. Yeah, yeah, they absolutely did. They used to be really fucking good back when they were sponsored by like The Simpsons and Bart Simpson was like on every Butterfinger commercial.
Yeah. Yep.
That's when it was good. So
I'd have a little bit of all of that.
And you
probably a lot of it.
You nailed it. That's a solid fucking list.
I'm probably some potatoes in there. I love potatoes.
Yeah, same. Star Crunch. Now I'm going to think about Star Crunch. I haven't had a Star Crunch since high school.
Oh, we're going to have to get one.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm going to have to look up Werther's too. I'm not a big candy person, but I'll check it out.
My dad has a big sweet tooth, so I like candy, but I don't eat it a lot. Just whenever I go over to their house or I see him, he's like, here, have a Werther's.
So it's like a comfort kind of thing.
Yeah.
My granny used to have those, I don't know what the fuck they're called, but those hard candies that were colored like a strawberry and the green part was twisted closed and like the middle of them were like kind of gooey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like candy, but I see those and I'm like, I'll eat one.
Yep. Or the ones that were like, they looked like little squares and one was white, one was pink, one was, and they tasted like chalk.
Yeah.
My grandma always had them and everybody would just stick their hands in there and grab them. And I would be like, oh, I'll just have this one on the bar.
Yeah,
just
one's
here,
good.
So no,
one's
yeah.
fine. It's like fucking circus peanuts. They make me think of fucking Halloween, but it makes me happy, but I don't want to fucking eat a circus peanut. And those people that eat multiple of them, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
They're
trash.
The texture, the taste, it's all garbage. And that and my Aunt Joyce at the church that she would drag us to, they always had, we called them Bible mints because they're always by the Bible, but they're really those white lightsabers that taste like mouthwash.
Oh, yeah.
Basically. It reminds me of Pepto-Bismol, honestly, because like I have an aversion to Pepto-Bismol because I'm like, this reminds me of being at the, she took us to this church that was very screamy. And it freaked me out as a kid. So like that's what it brings me back to. Like they would go up front and start screaming in tongues and like rolling around. It's very jarring for a small child.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, and I think Jeremy and everybody's been there. Everybody on that side of the family has been there at least once. So we share the trauma.
Great.
Okay, so we're rounding up with your last question. Do you have a question for me?
I had a good one, but I don't know where it is. So I'm just going to ask you something.
Alrighty.
If you could take away one thing that's happened in your life that you, like, I know you asked me something similar, like, you wouldn't date your exes or whatever. But if you could take away something that happened to you in your life, what would it be?
That is a good question. It's tricky. I'm just going to kind of like view it like just a an alternate kind of thing because it would change a lot. And it's also going to sound generic right off the bat, but I would say 9/11 because it was a big tragedy, but it also, like, and not to try to sound selfish or anything, but completely changed my life and the trajectory of my life completely, because we grew up in Indiana. That was where I was born. I was born in Plymouth. And my dad was a military brat. My mom and dad were previously, before me and my sister were born, both in the military. They're both Army. But they were out. And we lived in Indiana, and I grew up with Bobby and Jeremy being in Etna Green. We lived in Atwood, so spitting distance. And we grew up in this very sitcom-esque lifestyle, because we had my parents and Bobby and Jeremy and their friend Tina and Donnie and Scotty T and his kids. We just had this big community, and they did everything together. Like, every other weekend they would get together, they'd hang out, the kids would get together, so much so to where Jeremy had a slam jam. He had a literal festival that he threw in his backyard, like, every year, where everybody would get tents and stuff. He had a volleyball court, they'd have a live band. And it was just this very intimate, like, family type group, you know? And I also had my Aunt Joyce, my Uncle Harold, and et cetera, et cetera. But then 9/11 happened, and, like, I woke up as a kid. I was probably in, like, third, fourth grade. Had no understanding of what the fuck was happening. I was just, I woke up, and there was someone on the news, and I was like, oh, a plane hit a building. No comprehension whatsoever until you get to school, and teachers are crying, and they're sending kids back home. And my dad, like, he had served before, but he saw no combat because it was, like, there wasn't anything going on then. And his dad served and went to combat, and his grandfather, et cetera, et cetera. So he reenlisted because he was like, he felt an obligation that, like, he needed to serve in combat like his father and his father's father, et cetera, et cetera. And that changed everything because as soon as he did that, he went to training, and not long after that, we were on a plane to Germany. We were just uprooted, gone, lived there, and they sold it to us kids. They're like, don't worry, we're going to only go for 3 years, and when that's done, we'll come back here. And I would just be interested to see how it would have went without that, because one, like, the stress being that young and watching your mom panic anytime she gets a phone call while your dad's deployed war was crazy. That's also, like, that was my, like I said, I was about 11 when it happened, so those, like, some pretty crucial years for me as a young boy that my dad was gone. And I got to watch a lot of friends that you meet a friend and they're gone. And then on top of that, you'd meet friends and you'd be at school and somebody gets they get called to the office, and next thing you know, they're leaving because their parent died.
Yep.
And after it was all said and done, my father made it home, thank God. But, like, honestly, it's a saying, and it's a saying for a reason: war changes a man. So he definitely came back different. And then we didn't go back to Indiana. We went to Texas. And we just never got that big family dynamic back.
Yeah.
So I know it would change my life trajectory completely because, you know, I'm in Texas. This is where I had my kids, where I met the people I'm with now, and everything. And I wouldn't change that for anything, but it would be interesting to see how it was. And it would have definitely been interesting seeing who I would turn out to be if I grew up staying in that group and everything, and seeing what my family would be like and everything. So. I think that's definitely where I've wondered that throughout my life. I think that's what I would, just to get a look at it. I don't think I would double down and be like, let's stay with that. But it'd be cool to see.
That was good.
Yeah. Long-winded. See, I'm like Jeremy. I don't shut up.
No, that was good.
But that's it, J-Dub. That was your 21 questions.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. I appreciate you sitting down with us, and I hope everybody out there got to learn something new about J-Dub and myself. This isn't the end of this. Next month, Jeremy is having Frankie Vegas come in and interview me, so we'll see how that goes.
Nice.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Let's see. I've got my last meal prepped and ready to go.
Good.
That's the only one I've got an answer for. I don't know what Frankie Vegas is going to come at me with.
Are you going to have garlic bread in it?
Oh, I've got to have garlic bread in there. It's either that or Texas toast, which really that's just garlic bread. Let's be
that's
real.
Just that's a just beefed up.
Yeah, it's just bread. Yeah, it's just I wouldn't say fancy garlic. It's just grilled garlic bread.
Yeah.
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 But I think that is it. I think we just got to get Golden Jane here to cover some plugs and that'll be it for the night. But you are relieved of your duties, J-Dub.
All right. We'll go get him.
All right.
Be right back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, J-Dub has left the room. I have a small smattering of applauses, please. I'm just going to. That's clapping. Get your mind out of the gutter. Especially you, Mason. And if you're watching on Patreon, you can see Golden Jay, or not Golden Jay, J-Dub's stag shirt, Celestial. It looks so good. Bye. He's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Golden
Jay. What's up, dog?
Not a whole lot. Just
here
wrapped
I
it
am.
Up.
This, here I am back on another pod.
The video version of this will be up on Patreon, correct?
Absolutely.
Yep. See, folks, I was right there. It's going to be on the Patreon. So make sure you subscribe to the Patreon and you can see that shirt and Jada blink 1,000 times.
Okay. 1,000 times.
Yeah. She pointed it out that she blinks a lot and then I couldn't stop staring at it.
I know, right? Once you're zoned in on it.
Yep. How's it going?
It's going good, man. Did you learn some new things?
Absolutely. I think we both learned some stuff. She hit me with a good question for me at the end, and it went well.
Good. Good, good. I know that I'm looking forward to going back and doing the edit and listening to the whole thing.
I kept touching my mic. I apologize for that in advance. I kept grabbing it right here. I'm still not used to this.
No, it takes a little bit of getting used to. It's all good.
I think it went really good. We talked to J-Dub about her shirt before we got going, which, yet again, listeners, that is going to be on the UnitedStatesOfParanormal.com. I will get that set up and posted to the shop ASAP
Absolutely.
For you to check out. And I think we could probably even get a picture up on the socials so people can see it too. I'll get to work on that tonight too.
Okay. Sounds good. If you get a chance to go look at it, man, that tag that you put into the, you know, the size tag, that thing is awesome.
Okay, it came out good.
Yeah, it turned out really, really good.
Yeah, she mentioned it. She was like, there's an alien tag, and I was like, yeah, I did that.
So the reveal, I don't know that you guys talked about this, but the reveal of that t-shirt is going to be in episode 121.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, you know, I, in typical Golden Jay style, did it up so that, you know, it was just a huge surprise. Even the rocker chick didn't even know that that shirt existed.
Oh, man, I didn't know the rocker chick hadn't seen it.
Yeah, so, yeah, as you get into that episode, you'll see me, I give the rocker chick a package, a little bag, a little gift bag, and it's got her Parafeet tank top in it.
Also on the merch site.
Also on the merch site. And then, of course, you know, you get the, and this is, I mean, this could be worth signing up for Patreon just alone, is the emotional reaction of the shirt and everything that goes with it.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's it was pretty awesome. It was, I mean, I was so goddamn nervous too. Who was doing it? Because I had them, if you saw the TikToks of the release as we got ready to release Patreon, you know, J-Dub wasn't shitting on a bucket. She was just sitting on a bucket. Right. So I had these little gift bags in this bucket underneath my desk so that they couldn't be seen. So you didn't want to give anything away.
Yeah. And it's another one of those great designs with just a little like Easter egg sprinkled into it and everything.
Yep.
It's just absolutely lovely to look at. And Esteban nailed it like he always does.
Go check him out. All his link to his Instagram is in our show notes every week. Go check out his stuff, man. Send him some love.
Oh, I absolutely swear by him. I've got Just Logan's over here slowly making his own clothing line so he doesn't have to wear anybody else's stuff on the side. I had Esteban cook me up two shirt designs last month alone that are going to be showing up in the mail anytime now. So
nice. He's an amazing artist, and I'd love to see people using him more often,
you know, absolutely,
just us. So if you need something, gotta reach out to him. Go check him out.
I was letting the listeners know that this is not the end of the interviewing thing. We will have Frankie Vegas come in the month of May, my birthday month, and interview Just Logan. I'm excited for that. I've also been talking to the Call guys about going on over there and interviewing them. So definitely we'll let you know about that when that comes around. If you guys want to check that out and get to know the Call guys a little bit more, if you don't already listen, you absolutely should.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's funny because as we got into this, I was like, how do we work this into the rest of the podcast empire? And of course, then the Call guys reached out to you and was like, hey, we should do this on our podcast.
Same format, less spooky questions.
There you go. Well, I think we probably ought to figure in a Frankie Vegas one in there somewhere too.
Oh, I would absolutely love to interview Frankie Vegas. The whole time I'm going to be in my crop top just staring him dead in the face. Just be like, my eyes are up here, Frankie. Up here.
You too can get your own Frankie Vegas crop top.
That's right.
GoldenMojoEnt.com in the merch store, and there you can get a Frankie Vegas crop top. And what happens in Frankie stays in Frankie.
It's absolutely beautiful. It's got Frankie's logo on the front, Frankie Vegas, and the classic Vegas logo. And then, like he said, on the back, it says, what happens in Frankie stays in Frankie. And I live and die by that. And if you don't want to show off your midriff, it is offered in a t-shirt style too.
Absolutely.
But come on, the crop top's back, y'all. Don't be scared. Oh, yeah. Don't be scared.
Just do it.
I want to see Frankie in a Frankie Vegas crop top. That's what I want. Okay. Put that content on Patreon. You'll fucking sell for days.
There's a lot of things that I don't want to see in my life. That may be one of them.
Oh, come on. You don't want Frankie Vegas delivering you a pizza and a Frankie Vegas crop top? Oh, Come on.
Just one time. Just one time.
Yeah.
But yeah, in episode 121, with the way that we recorded it, that's when we're going to shout out all of our Patreon users in that episode. I mean, we started off with a strong five, and definitely shouted out everybody, including Just Logan, who also signed up for the Patreon, which absolutely, we did shout you out. And this is how it's going to roll. We're going to be a little more up to date as we get, because we recorded ahead so that J-Dub could do this interview with you on our regular recording night. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be back a little bit closer to real time. I mean, we record a couple episodes, you know, ahead. So it just keeps Golden Jay in sanity world. So then that's a very important thing right now.
Absolutely. So yeah, they're working on a little bit of a backlog and everything. So if your emails you send in don't get mentioned, do not fret. It's probably coming down in the pipeline.
Yeah, we covered, to be honest, episode 121 is like 40 minutes of opening stuff. There was a lot of, there's a lot of emails.
Absolutely. A surplus here lately. We've been getting a great flow of emails, which we absolutely appreciate. It seems like people are really digging the interviews.
Yeah.
Thank you for your input. That is always appreciated. We love hearing from you guys. And if you want to write us, that is the United States of Paranormal at gmail.com. And if you want to write me, you know, just put the header, be like, hey, you know, other side, Logan, what's up? How are you doing? I'm doing fine, guys.
You always get mentioned in the emails.
I do. That's sweet. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah. What was the one from Zach that we'll be talking about in the later episode? You know, it's like my favorite paranormal podcasting host and Logan.
Yeah, and Logan. Yeah, I've seen that. It's always nice to read something about me that's not directly involved to Power Rangers. It's good to mix it up every now and then.
I can imagine that. Yep. you know, a lot of Power Ranger stuff coming your way, especially with the stuff you got coming up in August.
Yeah, no, I had a really good day with that today. The convention I'm going to, the biggest convention for Power Rangers and at all outside the United States and inside the United States, Power Morphicon. They messaged me today and gave me two full weekend Red Ranger passes to give out to fans on my page.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, and talk to me about running a panel. So that's should be interesting. I said it's going to be Logan's first time in the West. I've never been to California, so.
I've never been to California either.
It's also going to be my first time in Vegas, but that's just a layover for like an hour, so it's not going to be able to do anything. Just a shame.
Drop a couple coins in the slot machine. Call it good.
Yeah.
Always say you can always say that you gambled in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh. Anything else in podcast land there, Golden Jay?
New Call Guys t-shirts are up on the store. Thanks to Logan putting in the hard work. Getting some, the glass, there's something weird going on with the pint glass with the Call Guys. I meant to ask you about that. But if you get a chance, we take a look at that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, new Call Guys shirts are up. You know, Murdner stuff is coming. Had an interesting meeting with IsoCam last night.
Nice.
Excited that, he's going to become a little bit more part of the Empire a little bit, working with the Murd Nerds and so on. So, just lots of things going on, man. I'm excited about
it. Absolutely. Always up to something. And it's good to see IsoCam back in a big bag way. He went MIA for a little bit, understandably. He had a kiddo. Oh, yeah. But it's like every other day I'm seeing an email pop up with his name on it.
Yeah. I'm loving it. Loving every minute of it. It's good it was good to connect with him again last night. And I kind of threw him for a loop because I did it from the Call Guy studio instead of my own.
Yeah.
Because I was up at Chico's place. And I'm like, look where I am. But yeah, reached out with him. Had a nice little meeting with him last night. And looking forward to working with him in the future here. Lots of things on the pipeline.
Nice.
I tell you, the NFL portion of the new podcast is going to be happening in August with Coach Rob and Earl. I don't know if Earl's going to have himself a name, but looking forward to working a little bit more with those guys too.
Give it time. The names come for you one way or another.
Yeah, exactly. Whether you want them or not.
Yeah, exactly. I ended up with just Logan just by saying, I don't have a name. I'm just Logan. And now I'm just Logan. Yeah.
Now you are just Logan.
Yep.
Other than that, yeah, that's about it. Just lots of editing for the Patreon. I'm trying to make sure that the weekly episodes come out a day ahead. I'm trying to make sure that happens. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of editing and video work, so just trying to make sure that happens so everybody who is signed up and paying for that is getting the full video episodes a day early. So that's at least a little something, but posters went out, got everybody mailed their posters.
Nice.
Hopefully they got them. I have not heard if they did or not, but I'm talking to ISO and didn't even check in with the CB got it yet. So
got the Patreon in full swing now, so that means you're gonna have to recut a new outro here soon, sir.
I bring that up.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Because now you can't leave the show saying that you don't have plugs, because you got to make sure and plug that bad boy.
Yeah, you know it. Well, we try to make sure we plug it every episode. So once again, that's patreon.com/2SOP.
2SOP. TUSOP.
That is correct. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the J-Dub interview. I didn't get to hear much of it from the other room, but
I think it turned out good. It definitely takes a different speed than it does with me and you. Like I said, we're just used to fucking talking to each other constantly. Me and J-Dub hardly know each other, so it was definitely different. But we definitely learned some cool stuff and had a good time. And she killed it with her last meal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just long. It's just like she had a lot of things. She specifically, she was like, I want this, this, this. And she nailed it. It made me really fucking hungry. So...
That's how that works.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing it. So yep.
That but I think that wraps it up for us here on the other side with the old interviews for this week. Remember to check out the Patreon for video content, and absolutely check out the merch store at theunitedstatesparanormal.com to check out that new J-Dub design and everything. As soon as I get off here, I will be hopping on my computer and making sure that that is all ready to go, so it will be up and available. And if you want to check out the Frankie Vegas shirt or anything else in the Golden Mojo Empire, that website is Gold J. You got that?
Yeah, it's goldenmojoent.com.
Yeah, make sure you put that ENT in there, because if you just go Golden Mojo, you will end up on a different website.
Yeah.
That is also actually a Golden J website.
It's still me.
Yeah, it's still him. It's just no merch.
Yeah. Actually, that website's going to be coming to a close. It was an experiment that didn't really work out. A blogging website that didn't really work out prior to all the podcasting stuff. So, trying to cut my expenses down, that website will be going away. But I still remain the holder of the domain, goldenmojo.com.
Absolutely. Can't let go of a good domain.
Absolutely not. So one of the greatest ones was the old gunnerband.com from my younger days. We carried that through some of the early internet, web pages and stuff like that.
You still own that one, do you?
I do not own the domain name. I let it go. Because it was banned, paid for, and I didn't have the money to pay for all that stuff back then.
That's fair.
I don't know if you could separate them up, to be honest. Not like you can now. But, it was funny because I went there one day. I was just like, huh, I wonder what gunnerband.com is. Yeah, it's porn.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, it's a porn site now. Okay, great.
Well, while I'm here.
I had to take that banner down out of my studio.
That's fair. Oh no.
Oh yeah. Good times.
Well, I think that is it. Boils and ghouls. That's right. I ripped off the Crypt Keeper there. That would be it for the other side. Remember, don't be scared of what happens when you leave this world, because it will be, just me and I guess J Dub this week and Golden J waiting for you on the other side. Bye.
Later.
I'm waiting for Colton to mock me on his outro by doing that.
It could happen.
That's what I'm aiming for.
Do it.
Thank you for listening to The United States of Paranormal. Check us out at theunitedstatesofparanormal.com or at any other of our social media pages. At Twitter, at TOSOPPOD. At Instagram, at The United States of Paranormal, or Facebook, at The United States of Paranormal, or YouTube, at The United States of Paranormal, 1795.
Please check out our other podcasts in the Golden Mojo Entertainment Network: The Call Guys, Golden Image Podcast, Indiana Chiefs Fans, The Golden 80s, Murd Nerds, and A Court of Books and Booze.
And if you have a location you would like us to check into or a creepy story that you would love to tell us, please email us at theunitedstatesofparanormal@gmail.com. Please like, rate, and subscribe wherever you listen.